This podcast is brought to you by Discounts and Deals, Roanoke's premium deals membership. The membership that lets you support your local businesses, save money, and have fun. Check them out on Facebook at Discount Deals Roanoke, all one word. Like or follow the page to be the first to know when you can become a member this fall. Discounts and Deals are on the way. As far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned, I'm your man Reese Ross. On the other side of the table, I got my man Jamie.
What's up, peeps?
Glad to be here. My man Big Mark.
What's going on? How you doing, world?
Ain't nothing. What's good, fellas?
Hanging in there.
Yeah, I've been hanging with this guy all day, man. He's been working me, but we'll see what happens, man. I'm excited about being on this podcast, man. I've heard a lot of good things, and I know the last few you've done, I've enjoyed, and hoping to bring something different this time.
Yeah, that make two of us.
You different, all right?
I'm sorry. Yeah. He's starting already. And look, we can't get 2 minutes in. He on me already, but it's all good. It's what I expect.
Both of these guys have been my friends for 20-plus years. We'll go with that.
It's been a lot longer than that.
That's why I said 20-plus. So nobody need to know everybody's business.
Yeah. Saying 30 years ain't good right now. You know, anybody for 30 years, we owe.
And I ain't like both of y'all the whole time in 30 plus years. You know what I'm saying? We've been on and off a whole lot.
Well, we all agree on something already. I ain't like most people I'm in any kind of relationship with, so.
I believe that.
No, that's true shit for real. Can't stand this one.
Say one more word.
But look, what's been going on with y'all, man?
Shit. You know, trying to stay alive, man, trying to stay safe, you know, raising the kids, living a good life, man. You know, that's what's important. So, you know, everybody's happy, everybody's good.
The good life, huh? I don't know nothing about that. That's where I'm trying to get to. I ain't got there yet.
You know, every day above ground's good, man. You know, I was talking to Big Mark here earlier. We had some lunch and was talking about somebody that he knew had passed away at a pretty young age, man. And you know, he kind of just set me straight and said, "Hey, man, you know, life's short, and it is. You know, you don't think about it. You think you're always gonna be here, man. But you know, you got a short period of time, man. You do the best of what you got.
Yeah, ain't none of us promised the next moment, so you know, you gotta take every chance you got, and you know, make the most of what you get."
Yeah, talking about the person that Mark was probably talking about, I was telling him that I had seen this person probably 2 days before whatever happened. And then I ended up thinking to myself, I was like, damn, I should have said something. But I mean, I ain't had no way of knowing that was wrong. But then after the fact, I'm like, well, shit, I could have said something. Maybe that would have made a difference. But I still don't know exactly what happened. But you're right, you got to take advantage of situations when you can and appreciate them while you can.
Yeah, you never know when that last, you know, hello or that I love you is going to be the last one. You may not never get that chance again. So, you know, you got to take those chances when you get them.
Absolutely.
You know, we all lost a mutual friend, man, several years ago, 92, I think it was. And, you know, we realized then, you know, as teenagers, how fast life can pass in front of you. And then, you know, I've lost, man, hell, I lost my cousin. We were tight. He was 32, 33 years old, man. So, you know, I enjoy every day, man. Make the best of it for sure.
Yeah, got to. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Try to find ways to make it better and try to find ways to enjoy it more. That's all you can do.
Yeah, sure. I complain and act a little dramatic sometimes, I love life.
Man, a little dramatic.
Yeah,
over dramatic.
Being a little subtle. A little dramatic. Nah, but I mean, everybody complained about something or another. My thing is now I done got to the point where I'll start complaining about something, and then something will hit me and be like, but damn, look at this person and what's going on with them.
Right, you know, it's going to be worse.
Nearly as bad, so. For sure.
Yeah,
for
life
sure.
Always going to be worse, man. You know, someone always got it worse than you, no matter how bad you think you got it, somebody got it worse than you, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the benefit, though, is realizing that and understanding that just because you're going through something, it's not the worst thing.
Right.
So that's helpful. And that, like I said, that started occurring to me a few years back when I started looking at it like that, because I look at something I'm going through and then think about somebody else that's going through something similar but way worse than me, and I'm like, damn, why am I complaining then? Right. So
yeah, for sure. You know, it's good to have good friends, good family, man. I'm glad you guys have been part of my life for 35, 40 years, and
Why you adding up? I ain't number 26 up here.
Shit, I'm a pretty 25.
Yeah, so. Right. Yeah, y'all keep on guessing.
But yeah, man, friendships is definitely important. Now, as far as me, there's a very small circle of people I call my friends, and there's a reason for that, because it's people I can trust. And you two, I trust y'all with my lives, kind of.
For sure.
But I got your back, man, no matter what it is.
Beyond that, man, I'm real careful about who I call friends and stuff. And like I said, the reason for that is, if I don't feel like I can trust you, you ain't earning that friend moniker. That's
right.
Just how it is.
That's right.
Yeah, you two cats, man. Y'all both, I know y'all say, you know, I'm the one to keep people balanced, but you two keep me balanced. Y'all bring, you know, different things to the table for me, and it's just, you know, I appreciate both of y'all for that.
But, you know, speaking of balance, man, we had to balance your ass out at your 25th birthday party on top of the parking garage. I mean, I don't know if we want to go there or not, but, you know, this is a great story.
We're just going to jump right in.
I mean, you know, we kind of jumped in here and spread the love. Now let's get to the real shit. So this Joker here, man, we go out, it's 25th birthday, and we're going to have a good time.
I got to lay it down, though.
No,
I had drunk. Drunk like a bottle of Bacardi before y'all came pick me up. And then we stopped at the store, and I guess I got, a deuce or something like that? And then you got a deuce, which that bottle is going to be important as they tell you this story.
That bottle's going to come back into play.
Yeah. So I was already tossed when y'all picked me up.
Hey, not my problem. It ended up being our problem, but it wasn't our problem before. So we go pick this joke up. We go downtown. They used a club called 202. And, man, we up here. We park at the top of the parking garage. Place is packed. It's downtown. You're talking 20 years ago. And we ready to just do it. You know, we walk up in the club. We all having fun, and all of a sudden, Mark disappeared. We 30 minutes in the club, Mark disappeared.
I'm like, so you skipping the part where y'all hit me with like 10 shots and 2 mixed drinks and all that stuff.
Actually, the important thing to remember is we drank the same shit you drank. Yep.
did you miss the part where I said I had the bottle of rum?
So we up in the club, you know, we good 30 minutes in there, man. This is like 10.
Where you going any further on this stuff?
I mean, look, you can't run to me, bro.
Okay,
so we up in the joint.
You keep missing key parts, though.
No. We up in there literally 30 minutes, maybe an hour. Man, this is 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I did make it to 12.
Close to 12. It's 11. Man, you know, for us, that's early. Like, we supposed to just be getting to the club. And he disappeared. I said, Reese, you seen Mark? Nope. I said, what, you want to go back and look for him? Yeah, I'll go back. So he went back, man, went to the parking garage, called me. He said, yo, I need help. I said, what happened? Man, he laid out on top of the parking lot. I said, no, he ain't. He said, yeah, he is. Man, long story short, we up there, man, for 2 hours trying to get him 10 feet into my car so we could take his butt home.
Wait. Hold on. He right. We did skip a key part because the club to the garage.
There was a lot of drinking, too. So, you know.
Well, there was a lot of drinking, but there was a lot of things that happened between that walk from the club to the garage.
I like to say the little cute Arab chick, I don't remember her name, that used to go out downtown. I used to speak to her. We was cool and everything. But these jokers brought me, like, I don't know. I couldn't hold all the damn shots that they gave me. And I tried to give her a damn shot. And that little heifer turned on me and started the drink chat. And it was curtains from there. The only thing I remember from that point is that I vaguely remember telling Reese, I ain't feeling good.
Your ability to stay upright while you was walking went away quickly.
Yeah. And I kind of remember falling up against the orifice window a little bit.
A little bit.
But I do remember you telling me get up as a car coming. I guess I had fell in the parking garage.
Because we walking in the middle of downtown.
you try to fight us, bro, for like an hour and a half, trying to get you in the car, take your ass home.
Yeah.
And then we're taking you home, you talking shit the whole time in the back seat. I'm like, I'm ready to pull over and whoop your ass.
What else would you expect?
And that whole time, what you was fighting us about and what took an
I'm
hour
still
and a
mad
half
at y'all about
was
that
from
for real.
You from the front of the car to the door in the back of the car. And it took us that long.
I was bleeding. I was bleeding.
Yeah, you was bleeding bad.
Bleeding
so,
a lot.
So that goes back to the empty bottle.
That Jamie left at the front of the car.
I left at the front of the car, safely where I thought nobody would step on. This dude decides to step on it and breaks his arm on it.
I fell on it.
Or cuts his elbow. Not breaks his arm, but cuts his elbow.
He found it.
Yeah. Y'all telling me to get up. I'm on all fours and everything is spinning. Everything. Like, how the hell was I going to get up? Y'all telling me to get up. And then you wonder why I was trying to fight you. Because you know, laughing at me.
But we tried to get you up and you started trying to fight us. You know what I'm saying? What were we supposed to do?
Nah, you was laughing.
Hey, look,
you was
real,
laughing.
You almost got left. Shout for real.
True shit. There was a lot of laughter. Because that's
All I know is I woke up butt naked.
Hold up.
Oh, no, sir. That's a different story.
That's a completely different story. No, that's the same story.
That was the after party, apparently, because I wasn't present for that.
I woke up in the wrong bed, butt naked, bleeding. Like, what in the world happened last night?
So somebody could told you got abducted by aliens. You're like, yeah, the motherfucker
got me.
They
got me. I feel violated. They took my sweetness back. They took my innocence.
Oh, man.
That was a rough night. That's probably got to be the drunkest I ever been, besides the first time with the black velvet.
Oh, man. Well, we got to go there. That was. Hey, look, you guys out there, watch the movie House Party. You know, when they stand them up at the door, drunk, knock on the door, and run. That's what we reached there with Mark.
Hold on. That ain't just a movie. I remember something very similar to that situation happening to me. It has something to do with this joker sitting across the table. Because I don't remember getting home. I don't even know how my door got open. I just remember waking up, laying halfway on my couch, fully dressed.
All I remember about that night was walking up the steps. And my mom, she came out of her room, and I'm like stumbling up the steps. She's like, "Mom, you drunk? Why are you drunk?" And she busts out laughing.
Oh, Miss Teresa, man. Love Miss Teresa.
Yeah, I miss my mom.
Yeah, every time we go out, Miss Teresa, you always say, y'all stay safe.
Yeah.
I always remember that. Every time we kind of notice, every time she tell us that, we always had a good time.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
All right, that's enough about me. We got to get on with y'all. Gotta tell it all my dirty secrets.
We had a couple good bachelor parties over the years.
Yeah. Quite a few. We won't mention some of the people's names that's involved with some of this, but just know that they still around and stuff. They'll know who they are when they hear the story.
Oh, yeah. So.
I'd like to thank you guys for not bringing up the did you touch my butt situation.
Oh, Lord, that's actually pretty good. That's
you're right.
That's actually a good story, so... So one of our hangout spots, I'll just jump right in. One of my hangout spots, you know, I tell people all the time, you know what I'm saying? Did you go to college? Yeah, I had a little bit of college, but you know, if you ain't know any better, we went to Virginia Tech because we was up here every
day. I
had
a lot of college experience, and I learned a lot. I just ain't have to pay that tuition, that was all. I had to pay a cover charge, but I had to pay that tuition.
So there's a good movie out there. What was it?
Night at the Roxbury.
Night at the Roxbury.
For some reason, I had watched that dang old movie, man, and it stuck with me. We go to Burger King one night. There's a line out the door.
This is
the
Virginia Tech.
Like, yeah. after the club let out. So you can imagine, there's a good 20, 30 people in line. And me being me, drunk, silly all the time, I'm standing behind some white dudes, some little college white dudes, and I said, "Hey, you touched my butt." And the little white dude looked up at me. It's like, because, you know, for those that don't know, I'm like 6'4", 6'5". And back then, I was a good 340, 350. So I was a big guy. Probably looked like I could have ate his ass or some shit. But the little dude was like, dude, no, I didn't touch your butt. And me being me, I bust out laughing, jumping in line. I did this all the way up to the counter. We jumped about 30 people in line with me telling people to touch it.
Was that the same night you got bacon on your burger by accident?
It was a club. It was a club, chicken club. Yeah. I don't eat out that much, y'all. Yeah. You know? I ain't know what chicken club meant back then. I just thought it was a chicken
sandwich. That line was around the block and this joker moved us up. We was in line like maybe 5 minutes and got our food and dipped.
Hey, you touched my butt? I'm just busting out laughing. So you gotta imagine that.
In that same line, you said something else though.
Me and the little cute chick was talking about taking the shit.
Yeah, she's like, "Are you full of shit?"
She's like, "I take shits daily, and like me too."
What's your name and number?
Hey man, Blacksburg, a lot of stuff happened up here. Look, I'll tell one on myself, just cause.
You're gonna have to tell this step story, cause I'm gonna get you if you don't.
So. I went to this little club, Pedro's, right?
It is Pedro's, yeah.
So this club is like downstairs, like a little basement club. And it's cold outside, so it's ice and snow. We standing at the top, pay to get in and everything, start down these steps. I don't know which one of y'all went first. I know I think I was the last one to go down.
I can't remember. Because I remember seeing you hold the rail and slide. With that fear of the God looking your face.
It's a long way down.
You made that famous.
I won the race because I got down the steps the fastest. But I took one step. And then next thing I know, I was at the bottom of the steps. All right, broke my watch. My arm was all scratched up.
He had that look like, I didn't fall down. Like, yeah, you did. You slid all the way down.
But look, I had enough sense not to look back at y'all motherfuckers for support because I knew it was going on.
We laughing.
These motherfuckers falling all over the place laughing at me. And I'm like, Then I go sit down. I got to go sit down in the club and watch people that was behind me walk in. And they looking at me like, hey, you all right?
Hey, yo, Mark was always the worst about people falling. And he laugh at you. Like, you won't even, like, feel sympathy for you at all. If you fall around Mark.
I'm sorry.
If you guys are ever around Mark, if you fall around him. And you
guys, it's over.
Yeah, and you guys did a trip. We was in high school. I mean, maybe it was right out of high school. This guy was coming out of band. Like he was out there playing. You know what I'm saying? Cheering the team on, doing his thing. This dude fall off the curb and just hit his head and everything. And everybody's like worried about him. Mark over here dying laughing at him. I was like, come on, man, that's messed up.
He slid across the sidewalk. I was like, ugh. I was done, bro. You know it's over for me. He's like, ugh.
Oh, he's the worst. Do not fall around. Well, I've seen him fall, though. That's some funny shit.
Yeah. I laugh at myself when I fall. Especially if I make the ugh sound.
You ain't got no choice if you're around one of us anyway. You better laugh.
I think y'all just be pushing me. I think you might have pushed me on that bottle that night, too. Cause thank God, but I think you might have been mad if you had to walk me to the car. It's like, man, fuck this.
Hey, man, was that before or after Scooches?
During? It's about the same time.
Yeah. If it was after, I might have pushed you on the bottom of my dance. I might have been the one that did.
You the one trying to crawl up a hill at Scooches. You couldn't get up the hill. You kept going and going. You fall halfway. Oh, I got it. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
I did not walk up that hill. I just want to say that.
Technically, you walked up the hill.
But you rolled back down.
There's some little adversity there, walked up the hill.
What happened first?
You made a snow angel. Now you got to tell the story, man.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It was New Year's Eve, right?
New Year's Eve.
And we go to this little club called Scooches. It ain't there no more, but
Scooches used to pop.
For those of y'all that's old enough, y'all know what it is. So earlier that night, we was in a hotel room drinking, and I drank a whole lot of shit. And it was all mixed together, and I drank all of it. So anyway,
they had probably about 4 or 5 different alcohols and 10 mixers and all kinds of shit. He put everything in the damn bottle except, what was it?
Tom Collins.
Which is the, hence the name of the drink.
Because guess what I thought wasn't going to taste good?
What did you call the name of the drink?
It was everything but Tom Collins. And I was chasing it with me.
Yeah, that shit kicked his ass.
Anyway, we get to the club. Look, I knew I was drunk when I got there, but me being me, I'm like, I'll be all right. And we got in there, the music was loud, now the heat, and then the lights blinking and carrying on.
Oh, yeah, that didn't help.
10 minutes into it, bro, I'm throwing up behind the speaker.
I get a tap on my shoulder, it's like, your homeboy got sick. hell no.
Punk some bitches put me out. So anyway, they tell me I got to leave. I ain't even put up a fight. I'm like, all right. We start walking across the parking lot. Y'all keep in mind, it's snow on the ground. A lot of snow on the ground.
Yeah, a lot of snow. And ice and all that shit.
We parked in a parking lot that's on top of a hill. And I tell Mr. Mark over here, we're walking towards the hill. I told him, hey, man.
I'm the ever-encourager, man. You know, I got you.
He encouraged me. All right. Talk about thinking somebody pushed you. But I told Mark, I'm like, Mark, I'm not going to make it up that hill. Yeah, you are, man. You'll make it. You'll make it. And I'm like, no, I'm not. He's like, come on, man. You'll make it. 3, maybe 4 steps into the hill, I'm on my back.
He probably pushed you.
This joker looked up to me. He looked at me and looked at me dead in the face and started laughing. He's like, fuck it. And started making the snow hate you.
It wasn't nothing else I could do, bro.
But he was laughing at you because you failed.
I think he was laughing at me because he knew he was Gary Duke, which leads me to the second part of the story.
No. I was laughing with you. Oh, y'all don't think that's funny? I was laughing with you.
It wasn't true. It's not true.
Swear to God.
He took me and stuck me in the Jeep. Again, freezing cold outside. And left.
I'm trying to give you the keys, man. Yeah.
And look, I was smart enough to tell you not to give me sand keys. Because I was really drunk. I don't even think I could drive a stick at the time. The Jeep would have been fucked up.
I was having my clutch, bro.
Why my gear shift laying outside?
Man, Scooches and New Year's was a rough one for us, bro. I think maybe either the year before or the next year, I got tossed. And I got sick and had to go out the side of the club. I remember coming back in the club.
Yeah, I never make it back in.
I was in the club on the stage.
Oh, Lord.
Confetti that fell on me and all kinds of shit. And I'm asking my folks, is it 12 yet? I done missed the damn countdown. I was that damn drunk. On the stage, in the middle of the stage, I missed the damn countdown.
Yo, I don't remember the countdown from none of the times I've been out on me.
I got confetti on me, though, dog. Like, how the hell you miss the damn countdown?
That's crazy, man. We had a good time.
It is crazy, Jamie, now.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to be a silent partner
over here.
Now that we've talked about us.
Parking lot pisser.
I mean, singing, trying to play instruments.
You know.
You think you can sing, don't
you? You know what? I might have an honest opinion here. Getting here, I was excited about being here. I was excited about getting a mic, because these guys know, you get a mic in front of me, I'm usually leading the charge. Mark won't shut up over here. You're like, you know, all of a sudden, he's got the mic, he's the one doing all the talking. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving it. I'm actually sitting back here loving it, man. He's coming out of the shell. It took him 44 years, but he's here. 25 years, but he's here.
I don't know why you keep deciding to add years.
We old, player.
All I know is I remember one of your birthdays. I ain't gonna say the club where he was at. But this joke, we all outside at the end of the club. Jamie talks, he had a good birthday or whatever. And I hear something. This joker behind me peeing. Like, you ain't gonna get behind the car, you ain't going by the tree, by the building, nothing. the middle of the parking lot.
Hey, look, that was a good night, man. 25th birthday.
Oh, is that your 25th?
That was my 25th, like your 25th. Yeah. When you fell on a bottle, you know what I mean? So yeah,
Your bottle.
No, it was my bottle. I apologize. But I tell you what, man, that was a good time. That was a good night. You know, they helped me out of the club, and you know, I just, you know, you got to go. When you got to go, you got to go. You know what I'm saying? And I decided I want to go right there, and that's what I did. So
yeah, sometimes that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You like using the bathroom even if it ain't in your own room.
Well, shit, I got to pee right now.
I know. I bet you do.
Yeah, it's a flashback. Hey, man, go outside this room. But that's... all of that stuff, man, even though it's funny, that's the importance of having good friends, because a lot of people that I associate with, I couldn't have did half the shit with them that I done got into with y'all cats and still be sitting here talking about it anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I wouldn't trust nobody to do that stuff with, you know, besides
not
you guys,
at all.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, man. We had some good times. Did some beach trips, man. You know what I'm saying? As a group, we had some good times down at the beach, man, I tell you.
Yeah, the beach was epic.
Yeah, I think we did 2 or 3 years in a row.
Speaking of the beach, I have to mention this because it's one of the funniest things I have been a part of. And again, I won't say this person's name.
There's
a bunch of us at the beach. You know how, like, after you get to the beach, the next day is when you want to do everything. So we all getting dressed and carrying on. One of our group done already left the room. Oh. And ain't nobody seen him when he left. We just seen him when he came back. This joker had some Speedos on. I don't even know where he got Speedos from.
Nah, we had just got there.
Was it the same day?
I thought it was the same day. He came back. Oh man, that's the most hilarious shit ever. I looked out the window, I was like, this guy got some Speedos.
Real Speedos and some Timberlands on.
And look, this was like 96 when like Speedos wasn't cool. It was cool in 86. It wasn't cool in 96.
Like, he left the room in jeans and a t-shirt. He come back across the parking lot in a Speedo and some Timberlands.
I'm seriously trying. Did he go buy them joints somewhere? Because...
I think he was wearing them, man. He was wearing them. All I know is I looked out the window first, and it's like, this cat got some Speedos on. Y'all looked out the window, man, and everybody died laughing.
He didn't want outside. I ripped his jeans off like he was at basketball practice.
Yeah, he was a little diesel back then. I give him that. He was a little jacked up, and I guess he was showing his things off.
Man, that was funny, man. Lord have mercy. That was a good time. What about the bachelor party we had down at Myrtle Beach?
Oh, boo.
Anybody want to speak on that?
Yeah. Yeah,
hey, look, man, I'm just saying, you got to go.
So we in the room. We got two separate rooms. So it's like four of us. It's three of us in one room, and then it's like four of them in another room. But the bachelor, he was in the other room. He got tossed the night before. And he went back to the room, and I guess he passed out or whatever. I don't know what happened. We in the room, we knocked out, we passed out. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning, and he come knocking on the door. He's like, Ma, what happened to my clothes? Like, I'm sleeping, I'm trying to ignore him. I ain't like, you know, trying to hear him or whatever. He's like, Ma, what happened last night? And one of our friends, Jason, he was in the room with me. He's like, man, you gotta go. He's like, man, we sleep, you gotta go. And all I needed to hear was this joker say is, man, I woke up naked. And me immediately being me, I'm like, man, they violated Boog, and I bust out what happened. How you wake up butt naked with a room full of dudes? Kind of find out, Jamie. He woke Jamie up first.
Oh, yeah.
And Jamie sent him to my room and told him that I had did it. I ain't had nothing to do with it. I'm in my own room, out of my own business. So how did he end up?
What was funny when he woke up the next day, he said, man, I had two of them. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, you know what else was funny about that? Your brother.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
You got it.
So my brother goes down there with us, and this was the day after, like the night we went hard, and we went and played golf. Me and two other ones went to play golf, And before I left, I was like, anybody seen my brother? I said, no, I ain't seen him. So I said, whatever, you know what I'm saying? He probably walking around doing his thing. You know, he's a little older, 3-4 years older than I am. He's fine. So we go play golf, come back. He's still nowhere to be found. I was like, hey, man, y'all seen him? No, I ain't seen him. I was like, oh, shoot. So I'm just getting a little worried, you know, it's before cell phones and stuff. And it's like, you know, hopefully come back. About an hour later, I opened the door of the hotel room we sitting in. He's sitting on a chair with his legs spread out, his arms in the air, and as red as a lobster. This fool.
That joke was red as your shirt.
This fool was so tore up from the night before that he only slept maybe 3 hours, decided to wake up and go down to the beach, lay on the beach and get another nap. And then he slept for like 5 hours on the beach when it was like 90 degrees outside. That joke was burnt all to crap. I was like, come on, man.
Hey, look, I can't blame him for going down to the beach and sleeping, because I remember trying to get sleep after a night of drinking. Except I chose to fall asleep on the balcony to start raining.
I remember that.
Than anybody wake me up,
we were laughing.
Watching there, watching,
you're like twitching. There comes the brain hit you, twitching. That was funny. He was like, "Oh God."
And that's the same. You kept waking me up drinking my beer and shit. Like, how you gonna wake me up drinking my beer?
Oh man, that's crazy. Good times, man.
All right, we good.
Yeah, so this guy here, man, he always on the dance floor talking about giving a little bit and taking a bit. This is Mark's thing, yo. So he always preached us, you know, you don't want to give him too much. And I was talking to the guys, you know, we just had a little break, and I was talking to the guys, I said, how much are we going, man? Like, we could do this for like 8 hours or 10 hours or 20. And I was like, how much are we giving these folks tonight? He's like, man, you know what? Talk about whatever. We'll see where it goes. And I was like, man, we need to give them a little bit. And then we need to take it back. Because you guys are in for a treat. But this joke over here, man, he get dancing with a girl. And then he was going to the club. He's like, look, man, if we're going here, fellas, we need to give them a little bit. And then we need to take it back. I feel you. But he lived by that mantra. So he'll go on the dance floor, and he'll be looking at us. He'd be like, watch this. And then he will be dancing, he'll give it to him, and he'll be like, now I'm taking it back.
I think everybody at some point, or at least us, everybody had their own little saying once they got enough alcohol. Apparently.
You can't be telling my secrets like that, though.
Hey, look, apparently mine was real simple. Mine was just, hey, man.
Nah, yours will always be
man, you remember that time we was up in Blacksburg and he had the girl about as big as he, about tall as he was.
Oh,
boy, she grabbed his leg and put him up against the wall and turned around and smacked his ass.
That was no man. That was no lie. That did
she
not
had him up against the wall. He had his hands up against the wall. She was grinding on him and smacked his ass and pulled his hair. I said, look at this shit here.
That did not happen.
Yeah, it did.
She did kind of rough me off, but it didn't happen like that.
You were the only one in here who was the common denominator. Did it happen or not?
She did have on the shiny band shoes, though. I give you that one. I give you that.
Don't try to change it. Answer the question, Reese. Did it happen?
I think she could have took it if she wanted
to.
I was giving it a little bit, and I took it back.
Yeah, no. She took it back. Yeah. No, she took it back.
Come here, boy. Don't make me chase after you.
Yeah, I had forgotten about that one, bro. I knew when we was going to do this, I knew about all the right stories. You know, like, they're going to say something about this, they're going to say something about that. I had forgotten about that one.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, because she was about 6'1".
No, she was about 6'4". She turned you around, put you on that wall, smacked your ass, and pulled your hair. Right. Yeah, that's what every dialogue.
She got to look reminiscent of that chick at Deuce Bigel.
Go ahead, man.
That's a big bitch. I got a birthday story, but y'all actually wasn't there. It's probably good that y'all wasn't there.
Oh, Lord, I gotta hear this.
It was kind of embarrassing, so I forget which birthday it was, and I had a bunch of them. So
you like 59?
See, keep on.
You are the eldest of the group. But
I got a room. I call it the body room for a reason.
Hey,
but anyway, so it was me and Jennifer, and we went to a club, and my thing was, I like to drink before I go in the club. So we stopped at this little store,
and it was a little convenience store, and I got some extremely cheap vodka, a very big bottle. Vodka was like $6, but it was a real big bottle.
It's some Russian shit.
I don't know what it was. It might have been Russian. I don't know. But I sat in the car, and I had some kind of berry Sprite. And I'm knocking it back. And I look and realize most of the bottle was gone. Jennifer didn't drink none. She left me in the car, actually, which was mistake number one. But me being the type of person, I did have the keys, which was, that was different. But let me tell you what happened.
Yeah.
I still had the presence of mind to don't try to drive the car. So anyway, I realized the bottle almost gone, so I just go and finish the bottle. Get out the car, walk inside the club. I'm in there. 5 minutes or so. And same thing, man, the light and the heat and the loud music all hit me at the same time. So I walk back outside. I'm blazing hot, and it's cold outside. So I get in the car, start the car, turn the air conditioner on because I'm burning up.
Oh, shit.
And then something hit me. It was like, Reese, get out of the driver's side of the car. So I got in the passenger side. The car's still running. I'm sitting up. As soon as I lean my head back on the seat, I was like, uh-oh. It's time for it to come out. Now, let me stop in the story right there. Jennifer had bought me some brand new Timberlands earlier that day, and I had them on. So I leaned out the car. I thought I leaned all the way out the car. And I just started throwing up. It started coming from everywhere. What I didn't realize was the whole time I was throwing up and I thought I was leaning out the car, I was throwing up on my own shoes. So somebody went to the club, told Jennifer I was outside throwing up. She came out there. At first she came out there and she was concerned. Baby, you all right? And then I think she looked down and she was like, you threw up on your shoes? But me being drunk, I'm like, I got it. So what I was supposed to have done was took the Sprite, poured it on the shoes. Or at least that's what I thought I was supposed to do. What I ended up doing was taking the water and poured it on the shoes. Kind of. I ain't really pouring on the shoes. It's like shoe adjacent is where I poured it. So anyway, we get home. That shit dried. But when we got home, I realized not only did I throw up on my shoes, that shit was all on the front of my shirt, all on the front of my pants.
You were done.
So, needless to say, the Timberlands was ruined.
Yeah.
Jennifer was not very happy with me. I tried to clean them, and it didn't work.
Speaking of Jennifer, I remember going out, what New Year's?
Where was we at?
The next morning, I woke up with like 500 condoms in my pocket.
I gotta hear this story. I heard this one.
Like, where all these new condoms come from?
Well, why you got 500 condoms?
I don't know. Jennifer kept giving me condoms. I don't know.
Where else did we go that night?
We went to the Civic Center, and then we went to the park.
Oh, yeah.
The rain party.
Park.
The park.
Okay, yeah. I've never been there, so carry on.
Oh, I was tossed. I was drunk.
Obviously.
Yeah, I think she still got pictures of me with the little green hat on and shit, and I was tossed.
But why you got 500 condoms? I mean, I want to hear the
I don't know.
Let's clear the air on this, because some people might not know what the park is.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And I want to say I was with him, and my wife was with us, and somebody else was with us.
Yeah.
For the record, I wasn't there.
We had females with us, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
So the park.
Don't go there.
I'm not. I wasn't there.
So the park is an alternative club. Is that alternative? PC?
That's alternative. You know what? Damn, good for you, man. That's a hell of a way to put it.
I appreciate it. I looked that shit up and Googling and everything. But anyway, that's what sometimes. It is. But so when you go in there, one of the alternative things that they have as soon as you walk in is a giant bowl full of condoms that apparently you're supposed to take. Well, at least my wife just took a handful of stuff, shoved them in my pocket.
I don't know how she got 500 in there.
Oh, it was a lot, bro. I know when I got home.
It was a big-ass bowl, though.
I know when I drove home the next morning, man, I fell asleep at a damn light and just, like, was asleep. I don't know how long I was asleep, bro, but I was out. I don't know how I made it home. I don't remember. That was the next morning. I don't remember driving home.
Oh, that mercy. Where did these condoms come from?
And I'm like checking my pockets the next day. I'm like,
all these condoms come from?
Like, what the hell?
That's when, you start trying to replay the night and figure out where you were.
And then when I realized where I was, like, oh, shit, what the hell happened? Like,
we call people sound concerned. It's like, hey man.
I came back to your house, right?
Oh, man, good times, man, good times.
Yeah, it's definitely some of the best times I had.
Yeah.
And they were all, none of it was planned. It was all the stuff that randomly happened just from different places we went.
Man, we always been out there trying to do our thing. I remember we had our own little production company there. For we tried to have parties down to Melton Pot for you guys out there.
I still got the flyer for that.
It was the joint, you know what I mean? We had some good times down there, man.
What was the name? Was it MJM or what was it?
Something.
MJM.
Yeah, you exactly do still got the flyer.
That was my 21st birthday.
We drew up this flyer, man. We had this big party down Melton Pot, man. You know what I'm saying? We taking a percentage out of the door. The owner at the time, man, was really cool. Had a DJ. Darkside. We had DJ Darkside, and then the other DJ at the time was Eerie.
Fuzz. Nah, it's Fuzz.
Fuzz, oh yeah, man. Good guys, man. We was going down there, man. We used to party, man. But every time somebody did karaoke and the mic opened up, I always seemed to be the first person on there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how the hell that ever happened. I don't know why I decided I want to do it.
I'm pretty sure you were standing off to the side waiting for them to
He was asking for the mic.
I'm 3 hours in. I'm like, yo, give me the mic. He's like, nah, I don't care. No, nigga, give me the mic, man. Just give me the mic. I'm going to pump this party up, man. I'm going to hype it up, man. I'm a hype man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. Everybody always label me the hype man. You know, I have no singing ability.
None.
But look.
I can't put rhymes and words together. I can't rap. No fear at all.
Right. He fearless with me.
he definitely tried to become the person. Whoever song he's singing, that's who he tried to become.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't tell him he wasn't Keith Sweat.
Speaking of Keith Sweat.
Don't do it.
We had this huge party down the lake. It was close to the lake. I think it was Rocky Mountain area.
I think it was Rocky Mountain.
Man, it was us three and probably three other guys. You know what I'm saying? We went down there in two cars.
Old boy fell asleep on the table.
So one of our boys ended up, he was a driver, ended up passing out on the kitchen table. I'm down there singing. Keith Sweat.
No, the only thing I remember about that night is it's a big ass keg party, but it was on private property.
Yes.
And then the cops couldn't come on the private property, so
we were good.
Is that the one where they had the little ice luge thing that you had to drink?
No, that was at the lake. They're pouring liquor down this huge sculptural ice sculpture thing.
Yeah,
and people
like
at the bottom of it was just dead.
It like herpes on ice.
Herpes written all over. Dude. Yeah, we were looking at it like, nah, we're good.
Hey, come on, guys. Any indication where this party was located at?
Yeah.
Just the fact that I said it was an ice luge that you poured liquor down lets you know that party was not in the hood. Nowhere near this.
Yeah, no. It was a good time, though,
yeah,
man.
I felt uncomfortable with that joint, especially when the hill streaking.
Y'all got me thinking, man. You remember we was in Garden City and we went to that party in Garden City. I had my Jetta.
Oh yeah.
And it parked and then the tow service come up there. We was like a half a mile deep into the woods. Yeah. Huh?
Me,
that tow was crazy.
I'm drunk. I'm like, shit, if they catch me, they're gonna catch me.
They put up a tow truck. They put up a tow truck.
You drunk. Yeah. They come out with that. We're
so far in the woods that the light was like a little glimmer, man. Right? You couldn't even see the lights of the house no more.
Oh, God.
You like, man, about that. If you catch me, you gonna catch me.
Well,
man.
Shoot, we went to court one time. What was that? We went to court. We was under 20.
That was in the county. That's when
you almost got shot. Go ahead, tell that story.
That whole summer, you had like two incidents that you almost got lit up by a cop.
That's true. Yeah, police don't like
me. We had a house party. And
I love you, police.
Yeah. Fuck them
off. No, we're not going.
It's a good thing you said that, because they're here tonight.
But we had a party, and I don't know how many people in the party there. The dang old owners of the party left, and the police come, and we're in the, inside the house. We won't let the police in, so, or they won't let the police in. Or shit, we're in my house. I wouldn't let nobody in nowhere. But the police come in, and, you know, we all sitting down, and they got us all sitting on the floor. But back then, my man Jamie smoked. And one of the cops told Jamie to put a cigarette out in a bottle or something. Well,
oh, man.
My man Jamie, with the aim that he has, he burnt the cop with the cigarette. Man. And the cop reached for his belly stick.
Oh, man, yeah, he's going to beat me to death.
I'm like, oh, man, he about to get his
about to become a statistic. Hey, but look.
And Jamie went into straight silence mode. Yeah. Jamie, you all right? Jamie's like, shh.
Rocking back.
You're like, shh. Yeah, you're right. Ah, shit.
Shoot, y'all was going to watch me get beat.
Sorry. Like, what are you going to do? And with no sense of both of us getting beat. Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, but look, just so y'all ain't thinking crazy about us, all our crazy stories ain't got nothing to do with alcohol. Because I can remember one night we was at McDonald's.
Oh, shit.
And we was getting out the car. Just innocently getting out the car, going to get something to eat. And this lady pulled up beside us.
Yep.
And she happened to be getting out of her car. I think she got out like a couple seconds before we did. So naturally, we behind her. And this woman turned around and looked at us.
Look at Jamie. Like,
what do you want?
I'm like, what do you want? So Jamie was like,
I'm trying to get my damn ball.
We busted out like that.
Poor lady, you know, she was traumatized.
She probably called us all kinds of shit when she got in her car and locked the door and rolled the windows up.
But, you know, unfortunately, man, that was more racist driven, you know what I'm saying? Us as four black guys. It was us three, and I think we had somebody else with us.
Yeah, it was like four of us. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember. There was another, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, another black guy with us. And you know, that was more racist driven. That was disappointing, man. You know what
I'm
saying?
She just knew she was about to get
robbed. At the time,
ain't nobody thinking about you.
But you know, at the time, it's funny, man. But you go home, you think about it, man. Like, you know, that sucks, man. You go judge us because we're four black guys getting in the car. You know what I'm saying? It's fixed up and nice, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So.
She was probably mad because your car was nicer than her.
Yeah. It actually was at 19 Bastards. Years old.
Yeah, that was the Mustang, wasn't it?
The Mustang, baby. Yeah. Oh, the Lord. Stain. You got me thinking about Mustang.
Yeah, the Stain.
The Stain.
What about that party we went out to in Katy Spring? Now, we had a party. We get invited to a party. Girl ain't supposed to be having a party. It's like a Sunday. Like, during the day. And everybody partying, they got the DJ there and everything, and, you know, somebody called the police. Well, normally, let me back up. We in the party, and somebody got, like, a cool little beer.
Yeah, we was having fun, too.
We was having fun. Jamie is like, you know, block him so he can jack a beer. I'm like, all right, give me one, too. Well, Jamie being Jamie, he ain't got a beer. So about 5 minutes later, the police come, and we sneak out the side of the door, and we like on the side of the building, on the side of the house, and a cop come around the corner. He's like, freeze!
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Jamie got damn beer behind his back. Man, this sucker drew on Jamie.
He pulled a gun out, y'all. Jamie, he pulled the gun out on me. I said, oh, my God.
Jamie was almost a goner, bro. Over a damn Corona. I was like, see, that's Joanne's getting sick. If I would have had one, we both would have been in trouble. Did you end up getting in trouble for that shit, too, didn't you?
No, we all went to court together. Remember that? We all went to court.
I ain't going to court. I ain't getting no ticket that night.
No. You did. Yes, you did. I thought I you went to court.
Nah, we went to the. We all of us went to court when we went to the. When you burnt the cop, but not when you got shot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'd like to say I didn't make an appearance in court at those times.
Your ass was outside when he got burned, wasn't you?
Hell yeah. Well,
yeah, that's what it was.
I happened to be outside when they came down the street. I ain't never go back in the house after that. I was hiding behind this cat's car trying to break into it.
You know, I can honestly say I've probably been pulled over 10 times in my life, been let go 7 of those times. You know, got speeding ticket made for the other 3. And I've been to court maybe 3 times and been let go all 3 times for that.
Damn. That's a hell of a track record.
You care to tell us why?
I don't know. Might be the last name. We're pretty famous around Roanoke.
Because I've been pulled over more than 10 times.
I done got off on a couple of DUIs myself.
You got to tell the story about leaving the house. About you told you when you left the house with Pops.
Oh, yeah.
You got to tell them.
That's a good story. I'm over at Jamie's house, and I think it's football season. Yeah. We watch a football game or something like that. And I had just run. I forgot what it was. Big glass or something. It was like vodka or something like that. And I run through a light in Cave Springs, so you already know what's up with that. Let me smooth on.
They was watching you when you put your car in drive.
Yeah. Well, I'm lit. Because, like I said, I just drunk a big glass and had been drinking all day. And he pulled me over, and he's like, you had anything to drink? I was like, yeah, I had a couple. And he's like, step out the car. I was like, oh, shit. I'm going to jail. But, he was like, how they ask you, your education. I'm like, yeah, I got an associate's degree, this, that, and other, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, I'm going to get you to do this field sobriety test for me. He's like, first, I want you to say your ABCs going backwards, starting from whatever he said. And I'm like, I can't do that shit. But I didn't say shit. I was like, I can't do that. And he looked at me kind of weird. I was like, what you mean you can't do that? I was like, I can't do that. It's like, what you mean you can't do that? It's like, man, when I was in high school, I had learning disability. You're like, you mean tell me you got an associate's degree, but you can't say your ABCs? I was like, nah, man. Like I said, in high school, I had learned this stuff. And he's like, all right, whatever. And then he was like, well, walk the straight line for me. I was like, man, I can't do that either. He's like, what? What you mean you can't walk straight line? I was like, I got a gout flare up in my big toe. Man, this joke
was like, he was mad as hell.
He was high. He was like, man, go on. I guess it helped too that they got a call at the same time. I'm like, yeah, I got learned this better than motherfucker, and my toe swole up, so I can't do either one of them.
I don't know how many times I got lucky driving home, and for whatever reason, I made it home. I remember coming from Legends one night, and I had Jennifer and my brother and sister with me, and all of us was way beyond drunk. Mm. And we was going to my mom's house. And when I tell you, I don't remember driving to my mom's house, I don't remember none of it. But apparently, I did good. But when I got there, I couldn't even make it up the steps. I'm like, how the hell we go? But I guess that's luck, because there's been quite a few times where I drove, and I'm just like,
Don't drink and drive, man.
No, it's not a good
don't
day.
Drink and drive. Don't be like Reese, man. Don't drink and drive.
Wait. Don't say don't be like Reese. I ain't the only one.
It's all good, man. You know what? I've enjoyed this, man. You know what I'm saying? Reminiscing. We got a lot to share. You know,
yeah, that's been fun, man.
We've had a lot of time together.
We'll definitely have to do it again, because there's a lot more things that's to happen.
Yeah, yes. Next time y'all can't just be ganging up on me and telling my drunk stories.
Whoa. I feel like you guys were ganging up on me. I mean, I feel
attacked, man. I really do.
You know,
I feel pretty good about the whole thing.
I bet you do.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like you guys are ganging up on me, man. How's that go?
Nah, man. I think you had like maybe two stories.
No, get out of here.
You just a parking lot pisser, that's all.
Look, the takeaway from this whole thing is, man, like I said, we all been friends for years and years and years, and good friends, which allows us to be able to tell y'all these stories, because we were able to do this stuff together, and we done had our differences, all of us have, but it's it goes away just as quick, because that's the kind of things you can do with real friends. You can get past that shit, whatever it might be. Y'all niggas whispering this shit. But whatever it might be, you can get past it, and that's the whole point. So you need to, when you got real friends, you need to cherish those friends and take care of that relationship. Or you could be like some other people I know. You standing on the outside, you mad at everybody, thinking everybody got something against you, when really, need to be looking at yourself in the mirror and figure out what it is that you are or are not doing to cause people to look at you that way. That's the that's what I'm gonna give as a takeaway. Or as my man Ruben say, message.
I think a lot of times too, man, people take for granted friendships and things like that too. You know, you have those friendships that, you know, we've been friends a long time, man, and it's a blessing. It's more of a blessing than anything. You know, probably one of the better parts of my life is, you know, my friendships that I have, and then, you know, the people I choose to, you know, hang with and, you know, spend time with and all that shit.
Yeah, because y'all have definitely seen me at what I would say is my best day and my worst. My worst to me was really my worst, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate that. When I look back and just, you know, even if it was something that was said in kind of joke form, but it was also some shit I needed to hear at the time, so that shit definitely helps.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that, man. I enjoyed this time, enjoyed hanging out with you guys. It's been a good time reminiscing. We got tons of other stories. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there thinking about Reese's worst. You know, one of his worst is when he's a lot older than us. And he got a license, had a car, man, big old 808. And we, you know what I'm saying? We used to ride that joint, man. We was pimping. We went up to Foot Locker at the store.
not the shoe store, right?
not the shoe store. If you guys want to hear the shoe store, y'all come on back and see this, man. I'm going to give you a little tidbit. I had a long walk home, man. So, you know what I'm saying? You guys want to hear about the shoe store, you come back, holler at us, man, next time we get together, man. I love these guys. These guys have been good friends for me, brothers in my mind. And I've enjoyed this little bit of time we had together, man. He's got a good setup here. Y'all support this thing, man. Share it. Support it. Keep moving on. We got some good stuff, man. I'm telling you, we just getting started.
Hey, and if you got stories or you got suggestions or anything like that you want to hear us talk about or me and any of my guests talk about, hit me up at afaicpod@gmail.com. For Mark, for Jamie, we out this bitch. I'll holler at you.
Peace.
As far as I'm concerned,
this shit is over.